Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but it doesn't really matter because there are no sports on TV anyway. And if there were any sports, it really wouldn't matter anyway because I don't know the who's who's or the what's what's.
What up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm from the North. I'm an alpha male. I used to be the gambler on the show, but now without sports, boy, am I responsible. I am a humanitarian looking for the betterment of society, and I no longer give locks.
What about your shotgunning? Are you?
You
are
can't even go to the bar and shotgun beers because you can't go to the bar.
So you're not in the corner of the bar anymore because that's closed. What about White Claws? Do they still have them at the stores?
They do. I got to tell you what, I made a review that said Bud Light seltzers were worse.
Yeah.
Man, I got a 12er this weekend. I think Bud Light seltzer is comparable to White Claw.
Hey!
Wow.
Coach, give them the address so they can send a shipment here.
Are you serious? It was that good?
It was pretty good.
Which flavor?
So they have a pear, they have a black cherry,
nice.
Strawberry.
Love it.
So it's very, very similar. So I'd say right now it is White Claw. Bud Light and Truly's is level, and everything else way below.
Coach Ray, would you say that strawberry is your favorite flavor of fruit?
Yes.
Yeah, because you used to drink the strawberry beer.
I did.
Do you eat a lot of strawberries in real life?
Yeah.
Huh.
So you like strawberries.
I'm not a big guy on the strawberries.
Oh, Coach, strawberries are delicious.
Oh, blueberries are where it's at.
No, I don't like blueberries.
What? How do you not like blueberries?
Because one out of every five is really tart.
Well, see, I feel like that was strawberries. I feel like they're a little tart for me. They're a little...
Now let me throw this one at you. Our friend Ahmad, who's a trainer, nutritionist, licensed nutritionist. Now he says you're supposed to eat these fruits like strawberries, oranges, with the green part as a whole. Put the whole strawberry in your mouth and eat it. Don't just bite off the red part and leave the leafy
part. Oh, you're talking about
the
little flowers.
Yeah, the leafy part.
Sort of like the kiwis. I eat the skin.
Right,
you
like
can
that.
Eat the skin, but why stop at that? Why not also eat the branches and the root of the strawberry too?
He says apples, eat the core. Spit the seeds out, but eat the core.
Eat the core? Yeah. Shut up.
What about the banana?
Coach, I'm just delivering the news.
How do you eat the core? It would take.
You put it in your mouth and you eat it.
That would take a while.
Watermelons, do you eat the whole thing?
You eat the rind?
You can eat the rind of the watermelon.
No, you cannot.
That's what he said. It's got a lot of nutrition in it, and he said it is high on fiber, so just be careful the amount that you take in because you'll be having the shh.
What blueberries make you
pizza? Pizza? You eat the cardboard box too?
That's stupid.
That was a dumb comparison. Now, how many Bud Light seltzers were you in deep before you started retweeting yourself from the Sore Losers account?
I didn't understand what you were saying when
so
you
So he
tweeted.
Posted a picture in 30 he posted a picture
where?
On the Sore Losers account.
Okay.
30 seconds later from the Sore Losers account, he retweeted it.
Because I was saying, hey, what do you do without sports?
Yeah.
I was at Walmart. I was looking at plants. I took a picture of my living room. No TVs on because there's no
right.
sports.
So he tweeted it from the Sore Losers account, and literally 30 seconds later, retweeted it from the Sore Losers account.
Now, Coach, were you confused? Did you think you were on your account?
I always like to just retweet right away, regardless of anything.
You retweet yourself on your account?
Yeah, right away.
For what?
Why not?
No, on your account, I get it, but you were on the Sore Losers account both times.
I know.
No, he says he does that on his account, too, where he tweets something on Raymundo's account, and then 30 seconds later, he retweets it again. I don't understand the point of that.
Why wouldn't you wait an hour so it would show up in the timeline more?
Right.
That's smart.
Like, I would log on, and I would see Raymundo posted a picture, and then 30 seconds later, say, you retweeted this same picture. And I'm like, why would you do that?
Now, Coach, what was the picture?
Of him, like, that. What we did, Eddie, is we talked about, we said, people, show us your life without sports. What are you going to do this weekend? Like, tell us in pictures. And so people were sending in pictures like, this is life without sports. And it's like some guy sitting in one guy, Aaron Merrick, sitting at a bar with no TVs. And one guy was learning how to play Sudoku.
That was pretty good.
I thought that was pretty funny. And just things like that. So that's what we did.
I did see one guy say, he's like, I realized I had a family. It's kind of cool. Going to hang out with him.
Yeah, and it was interesting. So I just wondered if, Ray, that you did that on accident, but you did it on purpose, which makes it even more baffling to me.
Hey, how was life without sports for you?
Life without sports for me was tough. Because I really had no idea what to turn to on the television. Like, I would sit down and I'd be like, nothing's on TV. I don't care. Like, I just don't care. I have nothing to watch. I have nothing to look forward to. Even if I could only watch 10, 15 minutes of a game, like, I like to check in, see what the score is, sure, how teams are looking. And there was nothing.
Do you have any interest in watching a game from 1995?
No.
Yeah, props to ESPN, you guys, replaying the 2006 Big East.
That's all they have.
Like, what in the actual hell?
Because it must have been an amazing tournament. And maybe that was one.
But who seriously in their right mind sat down and watched this? Oh, wow, I missed some games in 2006.
It's better than having nothing on the TV.
No, it's not.
They have to have something on the program.
Coach, I was embarrassed by it at this Mexican restaurant. I just turned the other direction. I'm not going to watch a game from 2006.
Then let's get interesting. Then put Malice at the Palace on. You know what I'm saying? Let's not put a game that was like, okay. Like,
Hey, put the games on where Brady deflated the balls.
Yes.
Deflategate.
And then have the commentary. Coach, you know what?
The Astros games with the trash cans.
Did you see that one? Did you see the one TikTok video this weekend?
I know.
This guy's at Dodgers spring training, and he's
going around. It's canceled.
I don't know if it was actually this weekend that he was there.
No, it might have been last week.
I just saw the video, this weekend. And he's going up to Dodger fans, like, yeah, Dodgers fan, I'm really excited to see this, and I'm practicing, I'm a magician, da, 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 da. I'm going to, do some things, I want you to put a number behind your back, and I'm going to, guess that number, and he does all this stuff, and he turns around, and he goes, all right, put the number behind your back, and then he goes, I'm going to guess it, and in the hill behind,
there's a guy walking with a trash can,
bangs three times, and the guy goes, I'm going to guess three, and the girl goes, three, and she was like so amazed how you got it.
Hey,
it
the trash
so
can, that's great.
Hilarious. Wow. I laughed out loud watching it.
I have an idea for television sports.
Okay,
fine. You know what? Professional sports doesn't have events. I played golf yesterday. There's no one out there. It was really nice. I mean, it was probably good separation between groups of people because it was cold too. But
it was really cold.
It was really cold yesterday. It was in the 30s.
Yeah, and there were probably 30 people out there.
You played when it was 30 degrees?
It wasn't 30s. It was 40.
Coach, 39 degrees.
That's fine. I was out there. It wasn't that bad.
There were 40 other people out there in
that
weather?
Because I went running yesterday, and I had long sleeve shirt and a beanie and gloves.
I feel like golf is a good sport because you're not around anyone. It's like you're out in the open. It's fine. So I think they should follow the everyday Joe out to the golf course and be like, all right, here we go. We have Jim and Tim. Jim goes up. Looks like he's got a 4-iron.
Oh, boy. And Jim Nance?
Jim just hooked it into the water. Oh, my gosh. He's dropping. And he's breaking the rules. So that's not really how you – like, follow the dude at the Muni playing the course.
That would probably be better than a 2006 replay of the Big East tourney.
Thank you.
And also, can we not get a little less lazy at Xfinity and TV Guide? They didn't change any of the listings. Coach, I would just see Players Championship and I'd be like, oh my gosh, was it rescheduled? Oh, no, they just left that on there as a TV listing.
Yeah, Coach, I mean, I can speak to that. I worked for Time Warner Cable.
So lazy.
You have to submit those in months ahead.
Oh.
And then once they're programmed. I don't think you can just go in there and manually change.
Well, you know what's going to come up this Thursday? Is it going to say NCAA March Madness?
Yes. It will.
Oh, that's depressing.
And then in February, it's going to say Super Bowl 41. Unless this thing goes away.
We're going to have a gridlock of sporting events in the fall.
I am shocked by the NFL going on with free agency. Like, the start of the calendar year is like today, where you can start negotiating with free agency. I'm shocked that they are doing this.
Titans signed Tannehill. You don't even know if the dude has coronavirus. Get him tested. they're just blowing through all this.
But all these free agents, they're going to fly them on private jets and everything, but it still puts people that have to go to the building and be around people.
They're really doing it physically? I thought it was just on paper.
Well, some are paper, like if you've already come to terms, but if you want to meet with them and work, you know what I mean?
You can FaceTime. I don't think they're going to – did they say they're going to fly them in?
I saw on Twitter that they are flying some of these these coveted free agents on private jets.
Oh, you know who was on the tight end free agent list?
Who, Delaney?
Jason Witten. I'm like, okay, come on. How is Jason Witten even a
Well, he
top?
Is a free agent.
How is he a number four?
Well, because there's not a lot of tight ends available.
Okay, he needs to not be on a list
anymore.
He's
not even a top four broadcaster.
But what I'm saying is everything else is shutting down. Yeah. Everything. They're shutting.
Sounds like something I said last week.
But, Coach, ESPN needs something.
No, but ESPN doesn't own the NFL. The NFL is saying, no, we're going on. We're going to plow ahead, and we're going to keep going. We're not going to stop anything. It's like they are defying everything that everybody is saying is to stop. And they're like, screw you guys. We're doing it.
Dude, it's like the bar owner here. There's one bar owner in town who says, I'm not shutting my bars, and he owns four of them, and he's not going to shut the doors unless a declaration comes from the governor of the state.
Yes, which is idiotic.
And if you go drink at those bars,
you're an idiot.
You're signing right on with the owner of that bar. Like, you guys are your own team now going against America and the virus.
Yeah, this is a health issue. Like, it's a virus. This isn't, like, your pride.
That's what the dude's saying.
It's crazy.
Well, he's trying to painted as,
right,
we have independent musicians that's the only way they earn their living. Well, yes, restaurants have waiters and waitresses. There's Uber and Lyft drivers that can't make any money because no one is out and about. But that's, you're doing the greater good for the public. I understand it sucks for those musicians that are hired to play there, but you have to think long term. It's better for them to shut down for a month than it is to be shut down for 3 months.
Exactly. I love the owner, though. Spin cycle. No. You just want to make money.
Yeah, you just want to make money because there's going to be no other bars open. Like, all the restaurants are going to go food. You can only get takeout. Hell, Miami South Beach, they told the Spring Breakers, go home.
And I heard the Spring Breakers just went a mile down the beach.
Yeah, they went a mile down the beach, but they shut it down.
Maybe they lived there. That was home. Coach, but I don't understand your problem with a free agency thing. It's like us being here. What's the problem?
All major sports are shut down.
Yeah.
They stopped everything. The NFL, why not just push it back a month?
Has there been an NFL player that's been positive?
Okay. But you know why? Because there's not enough tests. There's probably some that have it, but they have no idea because there aren't enough tests. You can't test everybody.
Well, but
sort of like you're saying, like Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell both tested positive for the coronavirus,
yeah.
And then
so season ends.
Christian Wood, who plays for the Pistons, who guarded Gobert, tested positive now.
Right.
But Donovan Mitchell comes out this morning, and I think he was on Good Morning America or one of those Today shows, and he's like, you know, it took me a long time to cool down and, you know, get over the fact, you know, be cool with Gobert. It sounded like they hadn't talked. But my whole thing is, Donovan Mitchell, get over yourself. You don't know if you're the one that gave it to Rudy Gobert.
No one knows anything.
You're assuming that Rudy Gobert gave it to you, and you're up on your high horse going, yeah, I really had to cool down. It took me a while to get over what Rudy Gobert did. You don't know that Rudy Gobert did it to you, and you're sitting there bashing your teammate. Like, it just seems weird to me. Like, get over yourself, Donovan Mitchell.
The virus is turning people against each other.
Teammates. He hadn't even talked to him because he was so mad about testing positive when he could have been the one that brought it into the damn locker room.
Dang. Why are malls still open? They need to be the next shoe to drop.
Well, then everybody's mad at Disney World because at Magic Kingdom last night they had a farewell party because they're closing. But they had a big old gathering because it was a big weekend and say goodbye to Magic Kingdom for a month or whatever, however long they're going to close, which is so weird.
Yes. I mean, this thing turned very quickly, though, to places closing and then to the point where now you can't even go out in public and be seen with more than 20 people, or then you're viewed as somebody that doesn't care about society.
When I wake up this morning and I'm in shock, I read that teams believe DeAndre Hopkins is available via trade with the Texans. Like, if you are the Texans and you trade DeAndre Hopkins, get the hell out of here. I can't even fathom why you'd want to get rid of DeAndre Hopkins.
Best receiver in the game.
Best wide receiver in the game, if not top. I mean, if he's not, he's top two, top three. And you think, oh, we're just going to trade him? That is why Bill O'Brien, I don't understand why he's the GM of the Texans and coach. How Why? Why would you do that? Why? I don't know.
I can't believe that discussion's even taking place. Why are they not worried about the virus right now? Everybody has bowed down to this virus and said,
except for the NFL. Because they think they're bigger and better than everybody else.
And they're also
They want the attention. Sort of like the UFC, which is crazy.
Oh, UFC Brazil? That went hard this weekend.
Thank God for that.
Dana White is like, you know what? We know that is the only, we are the only one that's going to be on TV. So all the eyeballs are going to be on us. So we have to find a way to keep going. And he keeps saying, we are going to keep going. We are going to keep going.
But I don't understand, though.
I filled up my Saturday a little bit.
Exactly. I don't understand what the problem is. If you can test the 30
But you're not testing everybody.
Hold up. What's the problem if you're going to set it somewhere in, say, Brazil, for example, because it was in Brazil this weekend. Say the next one's in, I don't know, Honduras. And you test the 30 people that are going to be in or the 40 people that are going to be involved in that broadcast. Camera people, the fighters, trainers, refs, whatever. You are all tested. If anyone's negative or if everyone's negative, then it goes on. What does that hurt anyone? It's broadcast to the whole world. Who cares?
But there's not enough tests. I don't believe they're testing everybody.
How are there not enough tests for 40 people?
These tests, man, are elusive. Why can we not find these tests?
They are. They're there. They're there.
We don't have enough tests to test everybody.
They're there. They just don't want all billions of people in the world taking a test at the same time.
What is the test? Is it blood test, urine test, saliva test, hair follicle?
I don't know anything about
that. We're talking about these tests. I'm saying,
I don't think they're going to give special tests. Oh, here, you know what? We don't have enough to test people at the hospital, but here you go, UFC.
But
we're going to give you the test.
That makes sense that you would do something like that and then say, good, you can carry on your business. But yeah, these tests, why do we not have these tests?
Okay, we keep hearing that their tests aren't available. Lunchbox, if you had a fever right now of 105 or more and you had a cough and you could barely breathe, guess what? You're going to go to the hospital and you're going to get a test.
Exactly, because I have symptoms. So if you're not showing symptoms, they're not going to test you. They're not going to waste a test on you just because you want to go fight in the UFC and you have no symptoms.
Got him. Oh, not got.
I mean, I don't know. It's 40 people. What are you talking about?
Like, I don't know how, like, the NBA, did they start testing everybody or did they start testing the Jazz players because Rudy Gobert was maybe showing signs of sickness? And then they're like, "Oh, well, we better test him."
Did they test the whole NBA?
Not that I know of.
I thought there was like all these teams that
were
involved.
Of course they did.
They started testing.
Then how do they know all these other people came out?
No. They tested the Jazz because they share a locker room. Okay?
So how many tests is that?
Guys, let's be real. If you're wealthy, I bet LeBron's got a coronavirus test already.
Of course.
Yeah, the rich people.
The rich people have all gotten tested. That's why Tom Hanks knew he had it right away.
Tom Hanks knew because he had symptoms. He had headache, fever, and so he went and got tested.
Okay. I feel that the rich people have a connection to doctors, so they were able to get their hands on these tests. If you're wealthy, you're fine. Like, test-wise, you're going to get tested. I feel like it's the people that are crowding at these minute clinics.
You don't want everyone getting tested. Like, you don't want, they don't have
you kind of
the manpower.
Know.
Right,
you
they
do.
Don't have the manpower. That's what I'm saying. So that's why I don't think the UFC is getting special.
Right, no way. But hey, don't you kind of want to know, though, if you do have it, you don't want to pass it to somebody else?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. So I think everybody should get tested.
Oh, my gosh. They're not able to test everyone.
That's why quarantine is happening, because you can't test everybody.
They're not able.
Because you're hoping to stop the spread.
Would you live your life different if you had corona right now?
What do you mean? I wouldn't be here right now.
Then that you need to get tested. We all need to know who has it and who doesn't.
That's why they're encouraging people to stay home.
Then why are we here?
Exactly.
That's what I needed to get to.
Oh, is that not the end of the podcast?
That is not the end of the podcast. Oh.
I thought that sounded like a great ending.
Coach, are we bringing brother in?
Yes, we're going to bring brother in. Speaking of the NFL, the night the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, this guy logged on to the internet, Chiefs.com or NFL.com, and he spent $1,000 on Chiefs Super Bowl memorabilia. We're talking garden flag. We're talking hat, commemorative pin, and then
he got a couple Chiefs jimmies too. Come on, you're telling me they don't sell those?
He ain't gonna use them.
Brother, I put in a picture frame.
Then he bought a limited edition Patrick Mahomes signed Super Bowl MVP football. And he said it's one of only a few. He's only going to sign like 100.
No, I didn't say that. I said I wasn't sure how many he was going
to. And so he wants to unveil what number he got. Where is it at?
It's behind me.
Well, get it.
What do you got? How many of you guys think he got?
My butt, brother.
I have no idea. I would 10,000.
I would say, what's his
number?
I was
going to say 5.
What's his number? 13?
His number's 15.
15? I bet you it's number 15.
No, he's saying how many do you think he signed? How many footballs?
Thousands.
No, but what number is this? Because it tells you, right?
Yes, but out of what number? Because he was like...
Two grand.
Okay.
I thought 5 maybe max. I don't know.
Oh, you brought the whole damn box.
I haven't opened it yet, brother. This is... I planned on
putting it on. Oh, this is very cool.
Let's go, brother! But yes.
Well, obviously, we know what's in the display case, so I haven't opened that.
Okay, there's the box.
And it's wrapped in a nice little bag.
The football still in a box that says Super Bowl, what was it, 40?
Super Bowl 54 Miami, and it's, of course, it's just the exclusive football that you could buy. I guess anybody could buy it, but then.
And it's in a bag. It kind of looks like a Crown Royal bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of exciting. I've never ordered anything.
Don't open that up, Coach.
Well, how do I know what?
How do we know what number the football is?
I'm going to put it right back in.
If you just open the bag?
Well, let's see.
Can you see it?
Well, I'm going to have to take it out.
Brother, how much did you pay for that? Lunchbox. Get your hands off there.
$650.
Hey, is it fully inflated?
That's
$650.
Don't be pulling strings.
What do you guys think? I'm curious if that's the number I got. Do you think I got number
184? That's what it looks like.
That's what I'm curious. Do you think that's what that is?
That's what it looks like.
There's 4 digits. Would that mean like 184 out of 1,000, you think, maybe?
I don't even see 184.
Yeah, Coach. You see how it says 0184?
Just one.
Oh, it says 0184. Okay, I see.
Okay, so then it's something in the thousands.
Hater box, let's open it. I just want to be careful.
Before you
get to
open that box, though, with we didn't make you do this. Yeah, we don't want you to
open it. Because he's
going to
put it in the display case, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm just going to take care of it, is all.
Brother, everybody else is stocking up on toilet paper and necessities. Brother's got the Chiefs gear.
Got to be riveting radio. Stuff you can't see. Here we go.
Brother, listen, this is the end times, and he's got all the Chiefs merchandise he needs to live off of.
And, brother, this football is an official Super Bowl football.
And from what I've told, it's got that logo on it. I think it's on the other side. I think it's got that logo.
Oh, throw it here, brother.
Careful.
Whoa.
Well, let me see. Wow, he did it in silver pen.
It looks like he signed that thing with his nuts.
Not numbered, though.
Look at the tag right here.
It's all scripted.
Don't touch it, Eddie.
Whoa.
Number 184, I guess.
Yeah, it's 184.
Wow. Out of how many?
It's got 4 digits, so.
Brother, I really don't know.
Hey, the most it could be is 9,999.
Yeah, I really don't know. I thought it might have a number on it, so that kind
of
sucks.
So
but,
he signed 10,000 of them.
No. I wonder if there's any way to know how many.
He's only got 4 digits.
Right.
Pretty neat, though.
So 9,999.
I'm just saying round it up.
One. And then it's got, is that a sticker on
Good
the back?
God.
You can't round it up. It's only got 4.
Well, I guess
4.
My point is the code matches what's on the box, which is on the football. It's got that on the football,
that's right,
too, the
that's
184,
right.
But it doesn't have an out of number. So
now buy a second one and see if you get 184 again, just see if that's the item number.
Wouldn't that be that crazy? No.
How does it feel?
It's exciting, man.
Give him the ball,
like,
Coach.
I didn't buy it to sell it. So,
brother, how much was that?
I think $630 or something like that.
Oh my gosh!
So I'm pretty excited to have it.
So if he sold 10,000 times 600,
well, he didn't sell them. The Chiefs and the NFL did, but he gets priced.
After I ordered it, they called me. I guess you spend enough money, they think you're a baller, and they give you some other merchandise in case you're looking to buy some more that's
he
not
made
available.
$6 million on those footballs.
The NFL and the Chiefs did.
Wow.
Yeah, but he signed helmets. He had to sign like pictures, jerseys. So I'm curious. And still, we really don't know the answer. So that kind of sucks.
Brother, how pissed would you be if Mahomes left the Chiefs like next year?
Wouldn't matter, my friend. It's Chiefs first Super Bowl of my lifetime. Oh, we've got a stain, kids.
What?
That's a stain.
Where?
He might have been drinking coffee, bub. That's a coffee stain when he was signing.
Oh, look at that.
Might be the game ball.
It looks like Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Like, he had a little bit of the red.
I'm glad he really cared about this $10 million signing session.
He was eating Cheetos while
his girl bobbing.
Got a little on there, but that is cool. It's the football that that apparently he was they played with. It had
now,
the
brother,
Super Bowl logo on it.
Would
so
you
kinda
take that football out in the front yard, throw the pigskin around, or is that one you put in a trophy and never
no,
touch?
No, man. And
He's already said he's putting it in a damn case.
Brother, would you do one route with that football and Eddie like runs down Music Row?
Yeah. If I could throw it to a Chief.
And either.
Oh, there you go. If you could throw it to a Chief. Okay.
Yeah. If I could throw it to Tyreek, if I could throw my own little 20-yard wasp.
That'd be fun.
But no, I'm glad to have it. I am surprised that they didn't put a number on there. Not that it really matters to me, but that's, I guess, because they were going to sell as many as they possibly could. I guess
that's was what I feel like. That, I guess, that's, yeah.
But nonetheless, well, man.
You know how annoying that would be for your boy Mahomie? He'd go, oh, what number is this? Four. Okay. What was this? Five. Coach, the number's one more thing he has to put on there. The signature, he's able to cruise through.
Yeah, his signature's kind of weak.
That signature looked like he signed it with it. He put the pen in between his butt cheeks and
signed it. The signature looks like he signed about 80,000 of them.
It looks like just a scribble mark.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even, like, I couldn't even pull it back out because I can't even. I want to look at it again.
I can see a P.
I'll show you.
You can see a P?
Just the first letter.
I'll show you the picture because it looks exactly like what you said.
What if. Is it illegal for him not to
sign it? I need you to sniff it and make sure it's real, like, marker because it might be.
I'm not taking it out.
Stamp.
I'm not taking it out of there.
Question.
I don't know where
that was my question. What if they have the stamp thing or something that he doesn't even have to sign with? He just stamps it.
I wouldn't have bought it, but it said it's whatever the verbiage is because I checked
letter
all that
of
stuff.
Authenticity.
Autograph.
I'm curious, too. Is that in my case? Because that wouldn't have been. Where is my certificate of authenticity? Because it said
it wasn't
that.
In there.
You didn't get it?
I mean, unless it's on here. Is it? Well, is it?
No, it ain't on there.
It's its own little piece of paper.
No, here's piece of paper.
Are you sure?
Here's
that
my question with the way
from,
if these scan bring it up, I got to find out more about it.
This scan is their inventory. That's what they scan.
Yeah, I was
this
just
has nothing to do with you.
I was gonna pull up what I just.
Yeah, you might want to call them and be like, I didn't get a letter of authenticity. I'm gonna need a picture of him signing my actual football.
I'm excited.
Hey, is this was this, let me see this NFL.com you got this from, or was it NFL.?
I know I got it from
.iu sportsbook.ag.
No, I got it from. But where's my order? And then I'll say what the.
Okay.
Yeah, pump it up. So, we don't need you to read the receipt.
I wanted to read what it said.
Receipt number 4792.
And guys, boys, Tom Brady's not coming to Tennessee.
Well, there we go. That means we need to place a bet on Sportsbook. He's going Patriots.
Tannehill got paid, huh? It's like 62 guaranteed or something.
No, it's like 116 million.
That's not a lot of money.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You want to know how many footballs he signed? Zero.
But I don't know. Here's, like, the NFL, it's like, fully guaranteed it's like 68 million, but guaranteed is 91 million. What difference does fully guaranteed and guaranteed mean?
That's confusing.
It was very confusing when I read it.
They make the contract look bigger than it actually
right,
is in NFL.
Absolutely. They do it all the time because it's, he signed for 118 million, but really only 60 million is fully guaranteed. So he's really the quarterback for 2 to 3 years, and then we'll see. That fourth year is just kind of, we'll see.
Tom Brady, next team.
It's either the Patriots or the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are supposedly going to offer him like $40 million a year.
The Bucs are now the favorite, and then it's almost
the
even.
The Bucs are the favorite?
Yeah, the Bucs and then Patriots. You want to know
what's... Wait, the Buccaneers are favored over the Patriots?
Yeah.
I can see Tommy going to Florida.
Patriots are even money. Bucs, you put down 100, you win 60. That's how much of a favorite they are.
Whoa.
Yeah, so he might be going to the Bucs, folks. And then I like this one. 30-1 odds, retired.
Hey,
well, he's not retiring because he even said that.
I believe Vegas in this case because they ain't got crap to do right now, so they're putting a lot of men on this one.
Yeah, these soccer lines, dude.
I mean, this is the only line they got the people working on.
All right, I want to read this, then I'm getting out of here. I found that this football has been personally hand signed. To answer your question, this football has been personally hand signed by Mahomes. Stamp. It's officially licensed by the National Football League. Comes with an individually numbered tamper evident hologram from Fans Authentic. To ensure authenticity, the hologram can be reviewed online. That was the hologram on the football, on the backside of that football. The process helps to ensure the product is authentic and eliminates any possibility of fraud. Okay, so that's just what I interpreted as certificate. And so not actually a certificate, but signature. It says signature may vary, includes an individually numbered tamper-evident hologram autograph football officially licensed, made in the USA. So nonetheless, don't have anything to compare it to.
Hey,
I'm anxious.
Congratulations, Fitz.
I'm anxious to get it home, put it in the case, and take a picture of it.
What else? Did you bring the garden gnome?
No, but I haven't got the dingle pin yet. That's the only thing I'm waiting on. The little, it's called a dangle pin.
Dangleberry?
It's a fun word to say, dangle. Hey. I don't know, I don't use it every day.
People
but
right now are going through hard times, saving money for food, the necessity shelter.
And he's paying $600.
$600 for a football! You're the best, Rainbow.
All right, brother.
Guys, thanks for having me on.
Congratulations,
man. Expect pictures later today. We will get it in the case. We've got an armoire with a nice shiny LED bulb that will shine on it.
You don't want to get your greasy fingers on
there.
Hey,
you know what?
You guys laugh, but I've got rubber gloves at the house. What? I got some blue rubber gloves. I'll do it.
I want you to put the rubber gloves on.
Got it.
Take off your clothes, and then the football covers your junk. That's the picture we put on Sore Losers.
Oh!
Do it,
I love it.
Brother, is that football big enough?
I don't know. Might have to order another ball, brother. I have to order another ball. Number 185.
I'm logging on right now.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
So what did you guys watch? Did you watch the UFC?
I watched UFC. My fiance went to bed around 3. I think it was on from 3 until 6 or 7. I was watching UFC all day Saturday.
Okay, I didn't watch it. How was it with no fans?
It was great. No difference.
You couldn't even tell.
Nah, after a while. I mean, sure, it sounded weird at first.
What have I learned? At UFC, they really don't cheer that much because it was almost just like a normal fight.
Well, you know what was cool, though, is you got to hear the coaches. Or
yelling
the,
what they should do.
And they probably heard him a lot louder than they normally would.
Absolutely.
So that was definitely an advantage for them, I think.
What's going on your phone?
I'm playing a game.
Are you effing kidding me?
Well, Coach, Pitt's in here. I can't have 4 people yelling. So I was like,
but we're done. We're done. So put it.
I can't. This is once you start, you can't finish it.
Once you start, you can't finish it.
You have to finish the round.
Or just lose.
No. Coach,
just turn it off.
It's 10,000 coins. You kidding me? If I were to just give up right now, I would just lose 10,000 coins. I only have 40,000.
I don't get. Are you? What game are you playing?
Golf Clash.
Hang it up.
Hold on, I'm about to lose right now.
Here's
the thing, Coach. Look, with this coronavirus thing, I got attached to a bunch of games. Look, I lost. There you go. Game's
Thank
over.
Thank you.
Dude.
I got attached to a lot of games, but you know what else I did?
What did you do?
I watched a lot of documentaries.
What'd you watch?
The E30s, is that what they're called?
Okay.
E30s? E60s.
Or 30 for 30s.
I think they're E60s.
Okay.
Different.
Sounds
different
memorable.
Thing. Did you watch... Have you watched McMillions?
No.
The McDonald's?
The old scam.
No. I'm talking about sports documentaries.
No, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
Okay,
I'm just asking, who did you
these
watch?
These are the three that I watched yesterday, and amazing documentaries. First, I was a huge Drew Bledsoe fan, and I finally understood my way of getting to the Cowboys, which is really interesting. Like, as a kid, I was a 49ers fan, like your brother. Because I love Joe Montana. Joe Montana was the dude. I followed the 49ers. Then he went to the Chiefs.
He was your gateway drug into the NFL.
Absolutely. Montana. And then he retired. And then Drew Bledsoe was starting to do a little bit of stuff in New England. So
Westlake?
No, Drew Bledsoe, okay. Not Drew Brees.
Sorry. Oh, my God. Sorry.
And so Bledsoe goes to the Patriots, and he's going to Super Bowl. He's going to doing really good stuff. So I'm like, oh, I do like Drew Bledsoe. Follow Drew Bledsoe. And then he ended up getting his job taken over by Tom Brady, which the whole documentary is about that. Like, really good documentary about everything he did. He just got replaced. Tom Brady. And it's funny to hear him say, like, they're interviewing his mom, and his mom says, I'll never forget the phone call he got when he found out that he wasn't going to be able to come back and play, and Tom was going to take his
place.
Like,
when he was healthy enough, he wasn't going to be starting anymore.
Well, and I said, Mom, this is so awesome. Tommy's going to finally get a chance. The whole world's going to see how good he is. And he's like, well, he didn't know he was going to take his job at that point. He just thought since he was going to be injured for a little bit, good old Tommy was going to play a few games here and there.
That's pretty cool.
And so the whole documentary
is
just
your girl.
So he same thing. So he comes back and he's like, "All right, decision time. You're gonna go Tommy or you're gonna go Drew?" They decide to go Tom, obviously. So then he's like, "Crap, man. It was really, really hard. Like it was." Yeah, he was bitter for the first, you know, like few games. And then after a while, he's like, I need to be a good teammate and I have to just support my team for whatever they are. But he wouldn't talk to Belichick the entire season. That entire season, they would not talk. People on the team, they were like saying, man, I mean, it was like an ex-couple. Like they couldn't even look at each other in the face. They were so mad.
What did he
Bledsoe
say about
so mad
Giselle in the documentary?
Never mentioned Giselle. But then, so anyway, he goes to the Cowboys and same thing. He's like, he gets replaced by Romo. And that was
so
the
it's a documentary about a loser. Boy, I'm going to rush to the press to watch that one.
Drew Bledsoe was a really good quarterback at one time.
I mean, I could have named 10
he really
other
was.
He was a great quarterback coach, and he got one injury, and then Tom Brady took his job, and he couldn't keep it up. He went from New England, then he went to Buffalo, and then he went to the Cowboys. And then he's like, I'm done. So now he makes wine in Washington. So
did the documentary cover that?
Yeah, he's there in his vineyard. He's tasting grapes. Hey, he's holding little wine parties. It's like, dude, that's freaking Drew Bledsoe just making wine now. Sucks. Saw that one.
He's a wino.
Another one was called the great bust or something. No. So there was a guy, Coach, you probably know who he is. He was a number two overall pick, I think in 92 maybe. And he went for the Packers. He got picked by the Packers. He was
Amon Green.
Offensive lineman.
Favre?
Hindern or something. I don't know what his name is.
Hauschka?
No, that's a kicker.
Something weird like that. But anyway, his whole story was that, I mean, he was a roid dude. Roid dude played for Michigan. Was it Michigan State? Yeah, Michigan State.
Coach, did you remember anything from these documentaries?
Coach, I'm just sitting there watching. I don't know anything about these people.
I was like, go ahead.
Michigan State guy, he's a roid dude. Huge. And they're like, this guy is amazing. Then he gets drafted number two overall. It was the year Deion and Emmett and Troy Aikman and Barry Sanders got drafted. Same one. So he's in that class, except he couldn't handle it because as soon as he entered the NFL, he's like, man, the drug testing was way different than college, so I couldn't do roids anymore. So he quit roids, and he sucked. He was terrible. He's talking about Reggie White, just saying like, dude, what are you even doing here? You suck. And he's like, and he couldn't keep it up. So then he got addicted to painkillers and everything. And
he had a good run.
He lasted 4 years. Another documentary about a loser. 4 years in the NFL.
Wow.
4 years.
What was it called?
It was called the Great Bust or something like
that.
Okay. Because
that movie sounds like The Great Bust.
And so
it sounds interesting actually, because all those people that got drafted after him, you got to think like they could have had.
He beat out Deion Sanders, like these greats.
It's one of those documentaries I would watch and then I'd want a painkiller.
You're stupid.
I'm serious.
And the last one I saw that was, and these are all three in a row. I just couldn't stop. I'm like, okay. This is better than live sports,
right.
Man.
No, stop.
Skinamax, come on.
It was the Washington State kid that committed suicide a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, the quarterback.
Oh, my gosh.
Coach, these are all serious, hard-hitting documentaries.
What was his name? Drew
Coach, I don't know the who's or the what's.
Wow.
And so
at least he got the state right.
And the story, I mean, really the story of just kind of this kid and this whole family. They were a football family, all quarterbacks.
Tyler Helinski.
Was that the one before or the kicker?
What?
Was Helinski the big bust?
No, he's the quarterback.
Okay.
No, he's the quarterback. Okay. Yeah. And so anyway, he ends up committing suicide and then
they
do an autopsy in his brain and he had stage one
CTE.
So then they start thinking he's got a younger brother who's a quarterback too in high school now. And they're like, this guy's going to be a top recruit. Like, do we let his younger brother play? Now seeing what happened to his older brother.
Is he still playing?
He's still playing.
Spoiler!
He's playing for South Carolina.
Oh.
He's a Gamecock.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, watch your mouth.
So anyway, that's
interesting.
Good stuff on TV, man.
I watched McMillions, which is all about the McDonald's Monopoly game. That you used to.
Oh, right,
oh my
right.
God, guys!
Now you would get thousands of Illinois and thousands.
You get a free hash brown, and you played it over and over, trying to get Boardwalk, Park Place, or the Instant $1 million. And what's crazy is you never had a chance to win.
Hilarious!
It was fascinating.
My dad would take us there multiple times a night to McDonald's when we first moved to Michigan to try and win.
And if you have not, have you watched it?
No.
It's on HBO. And guys,
Can I use your HBO?
You can use it.
Okay.
Give it out. Let the listeners.
I don't know it. I'll have to.
Okay, I'll text you tonight.
It will blow your mind. Like how deep it goes.
Can we sue? Because I bought many a McMillions burgers trying to win.
No, so what the McDonald's did at the end is they started giving away just millions of dollars. They gave away like $25 million to random people just to make up for it.
Because what? Park Place never existed?
No. No, it's not it at all.
Okay. Can you tell us without spoiling or no?
No, I think like workers were keeping them. The people that
someone was.
So they did exist.
Someone was handing them out.
Okay.
I'll tell you, the first episode, this is what happens. So the FBI gets like this young shot in Jacksonville. He's a young, agent, blah, blah, blah. And they're working on like healthcare fraud. And he walks by one of his coworkers' desks and it says, McDonald's monopoly fraud, ? And he goes, hey, what's that about? And he goes, oh, we got a call saying that Uncle Jerry and, it's all rigged. And he goes, let me take a look at that. And he takes it and he calls the person back who was the informant. And he's like, oh, he starts doing some research. He's like, I think we really got something. And so then that's how the whole case.
And they just happened to be filming while this was going down? They recreated?
Good God. Good God. Have you ever watched a documentary? Have you ever watched a freaking documentary? Like, really? Have you?
So the cameras were rolling when this guy walked by his desk and goes, let me look into this McMillions fraud.
With a camera.
It's like
he's being serious.
They recreated, all right.
Yes, they have interviews with the people, so there's little reenactments throughout the documentary. It is fascinating.
You want to know how I know there's never going to be a good documentary about the Sore Losers? Because there's never cameras with us.
No.
Oh, we would recreate it.
Yes.
Hey, if you're looking around and there's no cameras around somebody, there's probably never going to be a good documentary about them.
The TV station I worked at down in South Texas, my first TV job ever, they fired the reception lady because she would give all the giveaways that we would do, like win a trip to Cancun right now if you're the so-and-so listener or whatever. And she would give them all to her family. So her family was winning all these prizes. Her aunt went to Cancun. Her cousin went there. And like every giveaway we had.
Man, I wonder how many trips she was able to sneak.
Then McMillions is right up your alley. Okay. I mean, it is like, woo! And what's great is the FBI agent that they interview, he's kind of cocky and he's kind of full of himself. And so he's like, oh, you know it. And then he'll say something like, that idiot. And he laughs. I mean, he thinks he's the king of all kings. Like, he thinks he's a badass. And
I mean to watch that one.
He kind of reminds me of Ray. And then one guy that gets involved in the McDonald's scandal. Oh, my God. I love him. Favorite person. He's so funny. He's just like, whatever. Like, he just didn't care, and he just thought it was so funny. I mean, he'd served time for dealing drugs, and oh, it's so good.
Dang.
And then I also caught up on Jersey Shore. I don't know why, because it's been on my DVR, and I'm like, I have nothing else to watch. So I guess Jersey Shore, it's something I don't have to pay attention to. Why I can just be on while I'm playing with the kids. Yeah. But I will tell you, I did yesterday, Jeff Goodman, who's a college basketball person on Twitter, he asked teams to send him their one shining moment to, do highlights of their season and put it to one. I sat there and watched all of them. Every single one that he posted.
Why don't we Why, if everyone's chilling at home, can't like ESPN call like LeBron and FaceTime all these people and just put them on TV and have them smack talk each other or say talk about whatever they want back and forth to everyone?
They don't smack talk.
They don't?
They're not 12.
Oh, they don't?
They may talk trash on the court, but they're not going to sit there and do it. Hey, man, you suck. I'll see you in 3 months.
That'd be funny.
Like, they're saying they're not going to, they may not resume the season until mid June.
That's nuts. Dude, I mean, gambling is going away slowly. They've already closed all the books in Vegas.
No. Oh. They closed the casino. They closed MGM Grand, Luxor. It's closed.
Okay.
Like, the whole casino.
So what do I do with this chip?
Shut up. Dude. Like, the whole casino is, like, Vegas is going to be, like, there's no, you can't even go to the casino. Like, they're just locking their doors.
Dude, what about the bachelor party in June, dude?
Well,
if you want to book tickets, probably now's the time.
The tickets are really expensive.
They are for Vegas?
For Vegas,
in June
26 weekend. Yeah, real expensive.
Really? Coach, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
I tried to book it this morning. It's $625.
Coach.
Well, then maybe we need to go to Puerto Rico because I saw that ticket was under 100.
Yeah, B&A to Las Vegas, 626 to 628, and it was $600-something. I was like, oh, my God.
Coach, you want to go to Puerto Rico? It's nice out there.
I've never been to Puerto Rico. You've been to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico's awesome.
It's freaking awesome,
but
dude.
But the pictures he sent they were all muddy.
Yeah, it looked like you took yours at a lake.
It seemed like a tropical depression came through.
What are
something.
You talking about?
Were you there when the hurricane hit?
No.
The water didn't look that pretty when you posted your pictures.
Yeah, yours was really weird.
I was laying in the sand.
Yeah, I know, but all the water was brown and muddy. It didn't look like a Caribbean picture.
I don't
like
think you guys
see.
Know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I remember me and Ray saw that. We saw
the
picture.
I literally just joked because we were trying to find a honeymoon vacation.
No, I did a funny photo shoot of me laying in the sand
but
with like seashells.
And all that stuff looked muddy.
It looked like you were at the Amazon riverbank.
It looked like you took it at the Cumberland.
It was brown.
Oh, my God.
And maybe the angle was weird or something, but it didn't look like.
You guys are talking about phones that were like flip phones with cameras on them. We're not talking like high-tech cameras either.
You know how people, when they go to the Caribbean.
Was that long ago?
Yes.
Worked? No, you worked here. That was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Coach,
hey,
come on.
Most people, when they go to these locations, is, oh, that greenish. Oh, a more bluish water. His was a hue of brown.
It was brown, man. It was like catfish water, dude.
Oh, boy. You guys have no idea.
It looked like a swamp in Louisiana.
From my pictures, you said you wanted to go.
No. Negative.
I've heard other stories about it.
From the pictures I saw online, I wanted to go. The picture you saw, I was like, I don't want to go where that
online,
is.
Yeah, online, there's professional photographers with really nice cameras.
That's what worries
me. You should be an influencer, dude. He was trying to sell Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is amazing. It's a great place.
It really is. I went. I loved it.
Really good.
It was one of my favorite places to go. Really. Awesome. Food was great. The little old town, San Juan's, like, awesome.
Yep.
The beaches are great. They have rainforest, beautiful.
Man.
I loved it.
Yeah, but you didn't get to do the Bayou Lubescent Bay or whatever. Were
no,
you?
It wasn't glowing.
That was awesome.
It wasn't glowing the time I was there. Coach.
It's cool to talk about all these trips because we can't go on trips
Coach,
now.
Coach, this is a...
Well, the NBA has informed players they are allowed to leave their cities.
Really?
Well, why wouldn't they?
Well, because if they're going to start soon or... But now they know that it's going to be a little while, so they're allowed to go somewhere else.
Party time. Which, that means Odell Beckham getting on that boat again in Miami.
Which is crazy. Oh, and speaking of, the Cleveland Browns are very close to signing Austin Hooper.
Who?
Yeah, a tight end.
Yep. Oh, is he
they're
with the going to
make him the highest paid tight end in the NFL.
I like Njoku.
I ain't as good as Hooper.
Hooper's pretty good.
Yeah, just so you know.
He's a good fantasy tight end.
All right, let's get...
Get where?
Yeah, I got to go, Coach.
I got to jump.
I got to go to the grocery store.
Guys, we haven't even...
Oh, what do you want to... Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the game this weekend. What are you
going to
possibly talk about?
I was going to talk about the NCAA actually doing something right.
March Sadness?
That's smart that they didn't put out the brackets. Thank you.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking...
Great they're going to bring back senior night.
They said they were talking about doing the tournament still, but then when Rudy Gobert tested positive, that's when they said they had to cancel.
But Rudy's not in college.
But they said that was the, like, okay, like, this is spreading to every... We can't take a chance with these student
athletes.
They
thought it could spread from basketball to basketball.
I know what they're going to do. They're going to give Kansas the trophy.
They even thought about doing a 16-team tournament just to get one in, and it wouldn't have been the ideal situation, but it would have been... 16 teams, the best 16 teams, regardless, no conference. You know,
they should have just done four. Call it the NCAA football.
This was Duke's year, man.
What they were no, it was Kansas'
Michigan
year.
Michigan State got screwed this year.
No, they would have won.
No,
it,
Kansas got screwed. Kansas got screwed.
You know who would have won?
They all got screwed.
Notre Dame would have won.
Stop.
Hey, Tillman and Cassius Winston, you guys got screwed. This was your year.
This was Tillman's year, man. He was going to be MVP.
Anyway. All the spring
sports. You can say that with everyone.
All the spring sports, they're going to get another year of eligibility. So if you're a senior or whatever and your season's canceled, you can come back.
Here comes DeSosa. Okay.
No. Now, they don't know.
Watch out for the flying chair.
Everyone can come back unless you've thought about swinging a chair at someone. And they're like, we're not going to mention any names, but if you've picked up a chair, put it over your head, and thought about hitting someone with it, you cannot come back.
Hey, did you hear they did the simulation? Who won the national championship? They did.
Oh, okay. That's a joke.
Dayton.
Oh, that's so dumb.
All right.
Who picked it? The porcupine? Or who is it?
at the zoo?
The turtle?
The turtle.
Whatever. No.
Hey, they should put all 64 teams out there and let the turtle
But they don't even know what 64 teams are in.
I know.
Hey. But here, what I'm saying is they don't know if they're going to do it for the winter sports, and basketball is considered winter.
Oh.
But they, I, in my opinion, they should, because you took away their chance to win an,
That's right.
a national title. So you took away the ending of their season, so they don't know. They never got to finish their senior year.
That's right.
So
and everybody wants to finish.
And the scholarship thing, it's like a limit. You just got to have unlimited scholarships, so it doesn't affect the people coming in next year. You expand the rosters, expand the scholarships offered, and let the kids play one more year. That's what I say. Because not all of them are going to say. Like a lot of them, you know, seniors, oh, you know what? I think I'm good enough for the NBA. They're going to leave, or they have jobs lined up. Maybe they don't want to stay, but those ones that want to come back, they should be allowed to come back.
Student managers.
Azubuike, if you want to come back, come back.
He ain't come back.
Please. Please come back.
Hey, and they talked about it, putting out the teams and stuff, the bracket. Actually putting out the bracket but not playing the games.
That doesn't make no sense.
That would have been the dumbest thing ever. Why would you waste 10 hours to do that?
I bet you Belmont would have won.
Stop.
Just saying.
I bet you Tennessee would have made a run.
For sure.
Tennessee wouldn't have been in the damn tournament.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
They were going to win the SEC tournament.
You don't know that.
Tennessee was well on their way to winning the SEC tournament.
I bet you Arkansas could have made
the... Didn't they lose in the first round of the tournament?
I bet you Arkansas could have made the
Arkansas?
Final Four.
No, Arkansas beat Vander.
Oh.
No. Tennessee was about to play the day of. They won. They didn't lose.
Oh, I don't know.
Man. I bet you Arkansas would have made the Final Four.
Stop. They weren't even in the tournament.
What are you talking about? They were in the tournament. They won their game. They won their first game.
They were on pace to win
they
the SEC.
They were on pace. I bet you
the
they would have won. All, they could have made it all the way to the Final Four.
Baylor
with Musselman.
Baylor got screwed this year. This was Baylor's
it
year.
It could have been Baylor's year.
Oh,
did you guys see Seton Hall? I bet you they could have won the whole
they
thing.
They were actually really good.
I know.
Oh, my God. Yes, they could have, because they would have been in the tournament. Your
Correct.
Name and teams wouldn't have been in the tournament.
You don't know that. They could have won the conference tournament.
I knew Arkansas wouldn't win in the conference tournament.
You don't know that?
I do.
No, it didn't happen. There's no possible way you can argue that.
No, there is.
It didn't happen.
No. No, I know it didn't happen, but in my head, they didn't have a chance to, so it didn't happen.
I bet you they would have won the whole thing.
I bet you they wouldn't have been in the tournament, so there you go. We're even. God, you guys are annoying. I mean, just in the middle of that. Let's go.
This is how stupid all this is. So dumb, man.
Oh, yeah. And I sat there just watching everybody's one shining moment last night.
They're 2020 champions, the Michigan State Spartans. They did it! Tobin! To Cassius! They did it for the Spartans!
Did they show Selection Sundays from the past or anything?
I have no idea.
They're pulling some programming out of their buttholes, I'll tell you that.
I mean, they're struggling.
When I saw the big 2006 Big East tournament on ESPN, I was like, good God, turn that TV off. Who in their right mind would watch a replay of a tournament 13 years ago? Please stop. Do some other sort of programming over that.
Man.
But that coronavirus one is pretty good. One shining moment. Did you watch it, Eddie?
No.
Hey, we put it on the Sore Losers page.
What do you mean, of course not?
At Sore Losers Show, you got to see it. It's probably down a little bit. Coach, because it shows.
Follow at Sore Losers?
It shows the empty arenas and everything. And it shows
and it's all the statements from every conference about canceled.
And then it shows
canceled.
The guy, they have these and big they have these big letters and numbers out for the Big Ten tournament.
They
have a
out.
Guy dragging it out.
And then they show people fighting over toilet paper at the grocery store.
One shiny moment.
Oh.
This was
like
the
I'm still numb to this, that there's nothing to watch.
I mean,
what did you watch this weekend?
UFC on Saturday, a ton of Bravo. I didn't leave home but once or twice. We were house ridden for a while.
Yeah, I just didn't know what programs maybe you picked up on. I'm trying to find something to watch.
We did.
Like, I need to pick up a new series. Like, you know, that way we can just kind of get going.
I'm
we
telling you, people are turning to video games.
There was a 20 million users more on the streaming websites, they said, for video games. Like Eddie playing his stupid game in the middle of the gosh darn show.
Well, if you're going to bring Pitts in here to open up a football, I'm going to go to a game, Coach. You don't want four people yelling about it.
Brother, I see the number here. I don't know if it's a 1804. My brother, is that four digits or three digits?
When he started
brother?
Pulling the thing out, the ball out of the bag, I was like, I'm playing a game.
What about Dak? He's a Cowboy.
He is a Cowboy.
Franchise tagged.
That's right.
Boom.
That's
now he right. said he won't show up for offseason workouts. Better sign him. He's going to get paid. If Tannehill got 90-something million, 118 million, woo, Dak's better than Tannehill. Back up the Brinks truck. Here we go.
Dude, I wanted Brady, but I'll go with Tannehill.
The Titans never wanted Brady, ever.
He was number one on Vegas Sportsbook.
No, the Patriots were number one.
Titans were two?
Yes.
Yes.
Crazy.
I can't believe the Bucs are really
that's
number
crazy.
One.
Yes. Vegas.
Because I know that Bruce Arians loves him, and they were saying they were willing to offer him up to $40 million, $45 million a year. I mean, I just don't think Brady's that dumb.
Dude, Brady's about to pull a Brett Favre, Michael Jordan, and end with the most random team ever and have a horrible season.
Oh, David Johnson, running back from the Cardinals, who got benched after I drafted him top 10, traded to the Texans. That's big.
Now when you see a breaking news headline, you don't know if it's a guy traded or a guy with coronavirus.
You're correct. All right. We're out.
Lego.
Idiots.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.